are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I invite you to journey with me to a new day. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. So join thousands of women and men from around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment.
What is one thing, as documented by mental health professionals, that we can do for ourselves that decreases stress, that gives us a stronger emotional support? It assists us in our personal development and helps us reach our personal potential. It supports us through challenges and helps us in times of trauma, and it also helps us celebrate life stories. What is this one thing that has been proven and documented by mental health professionals? Gosh, it sounds large, doesn't it? So I was like, oh my gosh, what could this be? What could this one thing be? And how much is it going to cost me? Well, friends, let me just tell you, the answer to all of this, to this one thing, is finding a friend. Finding a friend. We are told that friendship offers all these things that I have just dictated to you this morning. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Coffee, Conversations of Friends of Faith to Encourage and Equip. This is Kim Crable, your host. Oh, my goodness, can you believe that having a friend, finding a friend, gives us all that value? Today, I've asked a few of my friends to come on board to talk about the value of friendship. Maybe to some, if you think about it, when you think about doing a show on friendship, you can almost hear people yawning a little bit. Perhaps it's one of those things that just seems so unremarkable. So it's like, oh, it's just so unremarkable, ordinary. And so perhaps we really need to take a fresh look at and challenge ourselves to this maybe ho-hum perspective that we could have. Maybe we need to look and consider the intention and the uniqueness at work when forming friendships. What does it take? Is it just coincidental how our steps are being directed? Is it just coincidental the people who are around you today? What about those people who look like strangers around you? What is the potential that they have in your life and you have in theirs? Maybe as we think about friendship today, maybe just for a minute, we need to consider that it's more than just a social indulgence, but that it is a path to restoration, revitalization, replenishing, and even healing. That's right, even healing. I guess the scripture could really sum it up in one great word that's found in Proverbs 27:9. It says, a sweet friendship refreshes the soul. So let's talk about that today. Let's just consider, will you just kind of open your mind to a new thought about friendship? Because, friends, I will tell you, I think that it's something that we are so overlooking. I know that each and every one of us truly desires to do what God would have us to do and fulfill this thing called purpose that we're all looking for. I mean, how many books are written about purpose? And they're good, and that's great. But are we stumbling over what God is putting before us every day as our one and true calling? Are we just seeing it as so ordinary and so unremarkable that we are missing so many opportunities to truly fulfill that purpose, to see our potential, to fulfill our significance in Christ? I don't know. You know, a couple weeks ago, I taught on this very thing in Baltimore, Maryland, as I went back to visit so many of my friends. And I realized that this was a subject. It was like a well. it was like there was no end to the depth of what we could find out about this. And people were so amazed as we really opened up the word and looked about what friendship is. I mean, it's not just a casual indulgence, you all. It's not just something that happens. That's what I want to talk about today. I want us to dive into this and to see our place in this and to see how it is being directed and our uniqueness in this. Oh, my gosh, have you ever considered that your steps are being directed somewhere, maybe not because you truly forgot the sugar in the grocery store, but because someone on that aisle is seeking a friend? Have you ever just really thought about when God says that he has a plan for us and that he lights the path, that path is taking us to those who, the things that we have been through, if we make a connection with them, we can help them grow through what they're going through. If you take away the coincidentalness, which I don't even believe in, but if you take away that, oh, this is just coincidence making this happen, that where I go today is really just because of something that I'm thinking of, if you go back to think about, no, it's not just coincidence. God is telling me he's directing my steps. And so if he is directing my steps, he's putting people in my path. I need to pay more attention to who is around me and how I can serve them. Oh, my gosh, there is a depthness to this discussion that we're going to have today, and I can't wait to do it. And I've invited a few of my friends, and if you would like to come on and ask a question or make a comment, please, you are more than welcome. As my friend, will you come on and share something about friendship in your life? You can call 347-324-5246. Be sure and press 1. That's 347-324-5246. Press 1. You'll go into a virtual green room, and you'll talk to our executive director, and she will alert me that you're on, and I can bring you on. Okay, so let's get started. We have a caller. I have a friend who is on, and it's caller 6681. 6681. I believe it's Donna. So, Donna, come on in, friend. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Well, why don't you tell the listeners maybe where you're calling in from?
I'm calling from Evans, Georgia, about an hour down the road from where you are.
That's right. That's right. Now, Donna, you actually flew to Baltimore for our Among Friends gathering a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yes. Our friend Linda and I flew in, and, oh, what an incredible time we had. I had said it was like a family reunion, and it truly was, because we have formed friendships, some very deep and some just, you know, acquaintances, but it was incredible. We were so happy to see each other, and that was genuine. It truly was. It was just like nothing I've ever experienced before.
Absolutely. You know, you said something right there that, you know, that we didn't talk about were the five stages of friendship. And what you said there was, and the five stages of friendship are first being a stranger, then acquaintance, because you just said some of us are just acquaintances.
Yeah.
Then there's the casual friend, the close friend, and the intimate friendship. That intimate friendship is like family. So I wanted to throw that in. Because at one time, all these people in Baltimore, like they were with me, were just strangers, correct, to you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'll never forget the time that I went to Baltimore. I don't know how many years ago, but it was a little strange. You know, I kind of stood back a little bit, but I was so welcomed. Linda and I both were. It was just, that's just something, because people don't always do that. They're kind of afraid, I think, that they're overstepping or don't know what to say to somebody, and I can get like that. But there were people there that didn't allow me to be that way. So it brought me out, and if they hadn't done that, I could have missed so many things friendships that I have now that are just, you know, these ladies, I love them, and they're special to me, and the bonds that we have formed, it doesn't matter that we have a distance between us in miles.
Right, right, absolutely.
It just doesn't matter. Not in this day and time, it hasn't, because these are real friendships.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Donna, one of the things that we talked about, or the thing that we did talk about, God really led me into this subject among friends, because we were all kind of reuniting. And as I began to study that topic and look at, you know, all the benefits of friendship, you know, the stress, to be healthier, you know, it's documented at the Mayo Clinic about improved moods, all these things about among friends. I just wanted to talk today about what we dove into, the true ministry of friendship. Mm-hmm. And I remember you made some really profound comments about, you know, about what you, how God spoke to you about friendship, that I'd love for you to share with our audience today.
Well, it never struck me before that friendship is any form of ministry. And now I can see so clearly that it is, but I just never looked at it that way. And I think I'm no different than a lot of people. I've just never been real clear about what my purpose is. You know, there are things I can do, but that I'm passionate about, but it was just that word purpose kept coming back to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can be a friend. That doesn't take rocket science. It doesn't take an education. It just takes you wanting to be a friend to somebody. And something you said just a few minutes ago struck me about when you said about our path can take us to someone who needs us, and God does direct our steps. So He really will. We've got to be on lookout, because He will bring people and put them in our path. And see, I just did not think about, I didn't think in that depth before.
Yeah. I know. Donna, I'm with you. But you know, because that word purpose scares us to death. It's like nobody wants to miss our purpose. But when we really think about the teachings of Christ, in Matthew, where he tells us, Matthew 22:37-39, he says, first we're to love him, and then we're to love others, our neighbors, as ourselves. So, I mean, he really boils it down to two things, and that first, love him, and then love our neighbors, that is friendship. And so our purpose are the people around us. And when that, it can be that, we can, not that I want to oversimplify, but we overcomplicate. And so, hey, Donna, hold on just a minute. We have another caller that's in. So let's let someone else join our conversation here. We have 3065. Caller 30, Donna, you stay on. Caller 3065.
Okay.
Come on in and join us today. I think this might be Ashley.
Hello.
Hey, Ashley.
You get two.
Hey.
You get two. It's also Marty.
Oh, good. So it's... Oh, I'm so glad you are on. Hey, listen, you all, Donna is on with us as well.
Hey, girl.
Yay.
Great.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Yes. So, Donna, just hang on there, and be ready to make comments. But listen, this is so great, because I invited, you know, Ashley and Marty, you two. Okay, how long have you all been friends? Okay, so to start with, you all met in Baltimore at our coffee in Baltimore when we were all there, right?
We did, but before that, and I don't know if you know the backstory, but Marty was one of the principals at my high school. She was the head of the lower school while I was graduating from my high school. So we had God kind of had a little connection for us years ago. And then we reconnected and, really got to know each other much better as, you know, when I was an adult, I would say probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, I started 6 years ago almost now. Yeah, I started with the
coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but I think the other thing, Kim, that is important, as you said, friendship crosses everything. And I'm a lot older, as you can tell, since I was working when she was in high school, than Ashley. So godly friendships don't need to have any definition. It's just who God puts you next to, because we were talking about, you know, how it just started one day. We knew each other. We were in the same group, but Ashley was sitting on the floor next to me one day, and no big deal, and we were all sitting in. You finished, and I went to get up, and this hand came up and just put it on my leg, and I just looked over it, and I just said, you know, she said, do you have a minute? I said, absolutely. And it was like God just said, you two need each other. It was definitely God bumps, you know, nothing more than that. Wouldn't you say, Ash? I mean, I don't think you walked in there deciding you were going to talk to me.
Right. I mean, it was just, it was so organic and natural and, you know, like you said, Kim, there are no coincidences. It's just God puts the perfect people in your life to lift you up in friendship in those in the moments and seasons where you really need that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's it, when the seasons where you need it. I think about that, the scripture in Ecclesiastes where it says two are better than one. Because, you know, they can help one another. You know, and one of the things that we talked about, we've got callers. I know you're online. Please stay there. We're going to get to you in just a minute because we can't wait to hear from you. But I just wanted to, you know, we talked about six characteristics, you know, of true friendship. And one of those was taking the time for one another. How have you two, because you all become like best friends, what was the draw? A lot of times God will use our own needs to bring in people, but we have to be authentic and vulnerable. Wouldn't you all say that it was through your vulnerability of sharing your hurts that you were able to connect?
Absolutely. I mean, I had mentioned you know, entering a really challenging season of my life. And, you know, Marty had walked through something that was a little bit different, but definitely shared similarities and, you know, was able to, you know, share wisdom and lift me up and kind of guide me through and help walk, you know, be there for me as I walked through my own, you know, hurt and growth and healing from what was going on in my life.
But at the same time, I was going through a challenging part in my life, and it's like you said, just to give a little background, I moved out of Maryland after 71 years to Colorado, so our friendship was challenged a little bit, but it really picked up because Ashley knew she was supporting me, and, you know, it was just like God knew which days she could call me and which days I could call her. So it just was a total God thing that helped us both.
Yeah.
And we've also both said we both have friends, very close friends, girlfriends, but it's a different type of friendship. Wouldn't you say? It's just
absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And here's the thing that I really want our audience to hear. And this is so critically important, is that we can think that friendship is just like, oh, you know, if it's supposed to happen, it happens. And, you know, it's just coincidental. And gosh, you know, it's just one of those kind of lukewarm kind of ho-hum, whatever will be. But that is not the way God has planned it. And I keep thinking, and I really want the audience to hear this, Ashley and Marty, and Donna, you can come in on this as well. If we had not been vulnerable with where we were, with the people around us, if we had not found the courage to say, to go beyond that, oh, I'm fine, how are you? If we had not realized, you know, okay, we're in a situation that's like, and really trusted the people around us to say, wait a minute, guys, you know, there's a lot going on in my life that's great, but this is my hurt. If had each of us not come to a point in a situation that God had walked us to say that, I mean, you all would have missed. We would have all missed some of the greatest friendships ever. Correct?
Yes.
Oh,
Kim, absolutely. And I think it's – oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Ashley, and then
– No, I mean, I was just going to say, I mean – for me, too, that one day that I think Marty and I just crossed over from kind of like friendly acquaintances and like more of a casual friend to a deeper friendship was the day that I just, you know, we had completed our, you know, our Bible study that morning, and I just was at the end of my rope, and I just reached up and like touched her leg, and I was like, I didn't even plan on doing this, but it just, like, I guess the Holy Spirit just, like, nudged me to just pour my heart out. And, you know, and it's just funny, just with Marty, I felt to do that, and I felt safe enough to be really seen for where I was. And it takes a lot of courage to get there with somebody to open up and say, and just show yourself for who you are, and to say, like, you know, just see me where I am. And it's just such a gift to feel that comfortable with someone.
And I want to say, Kim, to talk about the group, the rest of the ladies just kind of disappeared. Like, they went in the kitchen. They just seemed to know. And because I know I had done it other times that day. It was that level of trust, not, why isn't Ashley talking to me? I want to know what's going on. I'm getting in there. And they all kind of, like, gave us our space. And that's godly kind of thing. You don't see that with a large group of women all the time.
Well, Marty, that goes on to the other point, one of the points we made. And then, Donna, I know you have something to say. And then we're going to bring in our friend Lynn. But that's one of the characteristics of a godly friend. We talked about how good friends are good, but godly friends are great. And godly friends will not try to get in there. Godly friends see, they respect, and they walk away. They don't try to compete. They walk away so that other friends can complete one another. We don't compare and get envious. It's like, oh, that's a God moment. Let us move away. And this is another one of those six characteristics we talked about that you'll know when you're in the company of good, godly friends, because they will respect when they see a moment happening, and they won't try to pry. They will move away. And one other thing I want to talk about before Donna makes her point is something that you said that was so critical that I want our audience to hear. Audience, friends, you heard where Ashley said, I felt safe enough. Well, let me tell you my perspective, and then Ashley can add to this after Donna. But here's why she felt safe. What she had done, what Ashley had done, was she had found, she had talked to people, she had found a safe place to go, where she had heard that there are good people who are doing a Bible study. And so she went in, right, Ashley? You began, you had your discernment up. So what you did, the reason you felt safe enough is because you had gone to a safe place. You had done your homework to put yourself into a safe environment. It's not like you just walked into Walmart or somewhere and started talking, right?
No, I wasn't the blue light special.
Exactly. So listeners, it's very important, you know, ask around. Ask where there's a solid Bible study. And listen, if you're somewhere and you want to start a group like what you're hearing now, we're actually helping people start coffee groups. We're not doing this to start coffee groups. But if you don't have a group, like I didn't have a group 20-some years ago, I can help you. We can help you. We can help you form your own group.
Anybody in Colorado, in Boulder County, I'm looking to start one.
There you go. And I didn't have a group at one time, and that's how I felt like God was calling me to start my own group. So if you're one person, we can help you. Donna, I want you to tell us, and then we're going to bring on Lynn from Texas. So, Donna,
it's funny because when you say godly friends and that there was a safe place, that is real important because we are really a lot of times afraid to step out. But what I wanted to say was that God will orchestrate the time as well as your steps, because you and I have known each other for since our kids were little.
And
been in the same church, but that was not our time.
Right.
And then when it was, God put us in the same, you know, in each other's path along with our friend Linda, because we were all at the same church. And it was for such a time as this. This is the season we need each other so much. And that was God orchestrated. It was all in God's time, and that makes it even more special when you know that God has provided this for you. And yeah. and all these ladies, we have, and Lynn, who is from Texas. I mean, our friendship started off of a Zoom meeting.
Yes.
You know.
Our Zoom Bible study. Yes.
Yes. It's powerful. When you know, you just don't think you can make these really strong connections, but you do. But God and timing is always right, because these friendships have gone to, I mean, from all the different characteristics, from, you know, early to intimate friendships where you can just let loose and know that you're safe to do it.
Yeah.
And Donna, this is Marty. When I came down south, I immediately felt warm and comfortable with you and everyone there. It wasn't just Southern hospitality. I knew that I was in a safe place and I could say anything. You know, it was just, because I've known you through the group. Yeah, so it goes all ways, different levels.
But that that gave us another place to build a friendship. I mean, that was just so special how over these past few years, all this has just evolved and grown stronger. And, you know, it's powerful.
Absolutely. Listen, friends. And it's so much more than just coincidental. Let me tell you what we're going to do. Can you believe we're halfway through this program already? Everybody just stand still. Hold tight. We're going to go to a 30-second commercial. When we get back, Lynn from Texas is going to join us. So get ready for a ball of fun here. We're getting ready to have an explosion of fun here. But listen, here's the thing. I want you to listen to this. I know what it's like to be lonely. I know what it's like to not feel like anybody knows me. I know what it's like to feel invisible. And if that is you today, it doesn't have to be you. We want to show you that friendship is a ministry. Friendship is who you are. And, you know, we get, Harvard study says, the number one disease in America is loneliness. We've never had more friends racked up on Facebook than ever before, but we've never had a suicidal rate like it is now. And that's because people don't have other people to support them, to help complete them, to walk them through tragic times, to be there when they need someone just to talk to. We want to offer this to you today. We can help you through the grace of God and through his word and through the ministry of friendship. So if you're feeling alone today, I want you to reach out to me. Reach out to Kim at kimcrable.org. We will come to your rescue like so many people have come to our rescue. But let's take a 30-second break. Ladies, you hang on, and when we get back, we're going to let Lynn in on this conversation. So we'll be right back, 30 seconds.
I want to get back to being in my community group.
I want to continue having a soccer season.
So I can throw parties again.
So I can go to her parties.
It'd really be nice to dine in instead of getting delivery for a change.
So I can feel safe and protected for myself and my students.
We each have our own reason for why we're getting vaccinated against COVID-19. What will yours be? Visit getvaccineanswers.org for information on the COVID-19 vaccines. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Coffee, Conversations of Friends of Faith to Encourage and Equip. I'm Kim Crable, your host, and I have lots of my friends on today. We are talking about friendship. Friendship not being just a social indulgence or a casual coincidence, but a true ministry that God calls us to. And that in-depthness is sometimes what we miss along the way in our paths along life. And today you're getting to hear stories from people who didn't know one another just a short time ago, or people who had just seen each other from a distance, but God was calling forth a true friendship in their lives to encourage and to equip and to laugh and to giggle and to cry and to do all those things that friends do. And so we would like to invite you to find out more about our ministry. If you're feeling alone today, you can go to rosesandrainbows.org or kimcrable.org and see how we can help you begin your own group of friendship. You can begin your own ministry today. You've been looking for your purpose. You know that our purpose
truly lies in the people around us. God tells us to love him with our whole heart, soul, and mind. And then secondly, to love those around us. Friends, that is a direct spoken word into what our purpose is, to love those around us. God has uniquely gifted you, and he will take you. He will direct your steps to the person whom your gifts can directly impact. It is that intentional, and it is that purpose. And if we truly get a sense of that truth today, it will make everywhere we go a place of significance. And we will look around in every area that we stand, and we will look to see who is around us. And we will ask ourselves and ask God, why am I here? To whom am I to serve today? And friends, that is when life takes on a whole new meaning and our territory is extended and our purpose goes deeper than what we could have ever imagined. So thank you for joining us today. Thank you for my friends, Ashley and Marty and Donna, who have joined me so far. I know the discussion has been great. And let's get back to the discussion, and let's bring on caller 4226, Lynn from Texas. Hey, Lynn.
Well, good morning to all my darling friends. I can see your faces. Even though I'm on the phone and the radio. Good morning. I really wanted to call in and my heart is full of love, certainly for these women, but everybody who attended our event in Baltimore. And I hope that this radio program will reach many more people. You know, I would tell you all that I think that women's friendships are like a renewable source of power, that if you're going through something or you want to share the very best thing, you call on those who will rejoice with you. You also can call people who will cry with you and commiserate with you. And that is, to me, kind of like Donna had said about not really thinking about friendship as a ministry, but it truly is.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I just hope that we can all, wherever we go, make somebody feel loved that today, and then tomorrow, and then the next day. And it might not be somebody you know. It might not be a friend. But guess what? It might be somebody that becomes a new friend. It might be somebody you never see again. But that is truly what friendship is, because it could even just touch that person who is like an acquaintance, somebody you'll never see again. And that is a ministry.
Absolutely, Lynn. And that, and ladies, I want y'all to jump in on this. But here's the thing, all of you all, I mean, Lynn, I met you in Texas in before 2020. And we were strangers, which is the first step in making a friend, is you're a stranger first, you know, you get to know one. And then it develops. But you think about over time and how God has extended your territory into their lives and these people's territory into your life and the circle that is formed here. It wasn't just a casual happenstance. It was a form of ministry. And that goes back to what Donna was talking about. And I love that. Donna said with the biggest eyes, and it's so true. She said, I never saw friendship as a ministry. Well, guess what? 99% of us didn't, because it's so overlooked. Wouldn't you all, what do you all say about that? Or what do you have to say to Lynn? Or what do you want to say?
I definitely think that. And it was so funny because when we met, I mean, you know, you think, well, with COVID and everything, we're not going to be able to have our studies. It's going to be different. But, oh, man, it was even more powerful, even on Zoom, because for some, there was a little bit of a safety barrier, you know, for people who aren't comfortable in groups or whatever. And when we got on our group, clicked. It was amazing how quick that we all just opened up and felt comfortable. We knew we were safe in there. And it was real powerful because it was never awkward. And so when it was time for the next series that we did, study that we did, you know, the ladies wanted us all to get back together again because we were forming these friendships. And it was real important. And so then we were so glad that we're just like with Lynn, she flew in from Texas to come to our big coffee, and we got to meet. And I'm telling you, there were no hugs like Texas hugs, I'm telling you. And the same, you know, with Marty. You know, Marty got to come here. It was just powerful, you know. And there's nothing like a good friendship. And something else I'll have to say is it's not hard. You don't have to work yourself to death in a good, God-ordained friendship. It's not hard because it's just the way it's supposed to be.
I love that.
You had me at Alligator Stew, so I was ready to be your friend.
Yeah, Marty, so for that event, because we had all formed friendships, Marty flew in from Colorado. Ashley has a business that she had to, you know, walk away from for that morning. Lynn flew in from Texas. People were flying in from different places. You flew in from Georgia, Donna, along with friends. You know, and that brings me to a point that I want to talk about with our audience today, and that is this. It was point six in our six characteristics of friendship, which, by the way, for those who are listening live, this Thursday night on the 17th of June, we are opening this discussion up on Zoom. So if you'd like to come, I'm going to be talking about Mary and Martha, Martha and Mary, and different people in the Bible. And we're going to dive into this even deeper because it's just a well of knowledge here, of wisdom here in this. And we're going to be expanding on this Thursday night. If anybody would like to know about that, you can just go to kimcrable.org under the events and you can register. Because it is a Zoom, you do have to register because of safety issues. But this takes me back to our sixth characteristic of a godly friend, and that is time. Remember, ladies, we talked about that in many ways, as COVID is being released, and especially pre-COVID, and now we're starting to seeing it happen more as we're beginning to live in the post-COVID, but that in many ways our modern lifestyles actually work against becoming friends or being among friends because we tend to be over busy or overstretched or overscheduled. So I want us to take a minute and talk about the time that you must set aside to develop friendship. I mean, like each of you took days to come up to Baltimore. You know, it's going to take someone time to call today and say, hey, let's meet for coffee. So let's talk about the willingness to spend time in developing friendships.
Well, I explained it whenever I left my home in Texas, and I was telling people that I was going to visit some old friends I just hadn't met yet. And it was probably going to end up to be one of the highlights of my summer, actually, because some of my travel plans had gotten canceled. But this will be a highlight of my summer because I feel like these friendships and these connections that I've made with certainly this group, I mean, Marty and Ashley and Donna, our friendships are pretty genuine, and I would say that we want the best for each other. I think that each of you deserves the world. You deserve everything that you, you know, wish for and all of that. I want to tell you all that if you are able to do some of these things, to make the time, and that time might not be leaving your home for several days. It might be a simple phone call, a text message. We are very fortunate with our group. I'm in Donna's group of super friends, and we're on a text chain, and we can text each other. You just never know what you might get. When I see each and every one of those names pop up, it is such a thrill to me, and it touches my heart because I do know these people. I've now gotten to hug the necks of, you know, Donna and Linda and Lori, but I look in the future to be able to meet the rest of my group in person. And we've established a pretty deep friendship, but it is because we were able to share quickly.
And I don't mean to interrupt you, but we have a caller online, and I just want to make sure that it's not someone with a question. So let's bring on a friend. I'm not sure who it is. Maybe I should, but I don't recognize the number. Let's bring in, and so, Lynn, hold that thought, but because I opened it up, I want to bring in anybody. Let's bring on caller 3083. Please join us for coffee.
Hi, Kim. This is Sandy.
Hey, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah. Well, on topic, I just wanted to add that time can give someone, a friend or family or otherwise, it's the best present that you could give someone.
Sandy flew in. Sandy was in Texas. She flew in for our coffee event to be among friends, had to fly back out that afternoon and then fly with her grandchildren the next day. So what she did to be among friends, Sandy, tell us why that was so important for you to make all that effort to be among your friends.
It was God was telling me I had to be there. I hadn't seen, I've been with the same coffee group, the same small group for like probably 3 years. And, I hadn't seen them in the last year and a half. So they were all going and I was sad about not seeing them. And, when you sent out the letter about the, you know, being facilitators and all, I'm like, okay, that's the last God sign. You know, I mean, I know I just have to be there. So then I started looking at flights. There was no, at that time, there was then no direct flight. So I had to find flights that I had to make a stop in Florida both ways, but I knew I just had to be there. And there was also a couple people that I had not met before that I wanted to make a compliment in person to tell them that, you know, through the Zoom meetings, one of them was their prayers, you know, that I just was so touched by that I wanted to compliment them in person and tell them how, you know, they, you know, did such an awesome job of praying. And there was another person that, anyway, there were a couple of people that I just wanted to make in person compliments to and all. So I felt like God was calling me to be there. So, I started praying that my body, you know, would make it and that I just knew I had to be there. So,
go ahead, Ashley.
Oh, I just wanted to add that there's such an intentional element to friendship.
Yes.
And I think something that I've learned the past couple of years is that it's something I really value and it's such a gift from God. So I really just want to, you know, move forward being so intentional about making room for that in my life, making time for it. And I think like many of the women had mentioned, you know, during COVID when so many of us were really isolated, you know, we were able to just have these deep, authentic, real conversations over Zoom that really bonded our hearts together in such a beautiful way. And, you know, hopefully we will all be able to be as intentional moving forward of maintaining these beautiful connections and, you know, because it is, like I said, just such a gift.
Yeah, Ashley, I thank you so much for saying that because that is so true. you know, and here's the thing. If we can be intentional if we truly see how intentional God has been in getting us there, you know?
Yes.
And when we really see that, it wasn't just coincidental, you know, and that's what I want our audience to hear today, because there are so many lonely people. And God has not planned it to be that way. We can just get so wrapped up in our own hurt and our own pain. But here's the thing, and I would like for you all to speak to this. It is our hurt and our pain that can truly lead us to the greatest friendship we'll ever know. We just have to be able to, like Ashley, you did, or like all of you did, go to a place where you feel that it's safe and then find the courage to speak your hurt and your pain, and then let God do the connecting. Mm-hmm. Isn't that really all the way? We connect through our pain, not through our deepest level of connection.
Absolutely. And there's one more thing that I wanted to share that Kim, you had touched on in the Baltimore event, is that through really opening up, being vulnerable, and having that authentic connection, we're really able to speak very freely and authentically to one another. And one of the gifts that I have really enjoyed through Marty's friendship and the friendship of other friends is that gentle kind of correction that sometimes comes, or a friend offering a different perspective. Like, for example, if you've been viewing a situation this way and are intent on a certain outcome, you know, I know in, you know, my scenario, that's something that I really struggled with, is having a friend being able to say to you, like, let's take a step back and let's look at it differently. That is such a gift that I have received from the authenticity of opening up and being totally vulnerable, like you said.
Yes, and that was I think number 5 in our characteristics of a godly friend, is that they will give gentle correction. True friends will offer sincere, loving correction when needed. And the scripture on that was Proverbs 27:5-6. Mm-hmm. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. A faithful friend, are the wounds of a friend, but kisses of the enemy are deceitful. And, you know, Ashley, when we get to the point, and maybe the rest of you can speak on this, but when someone can speak into us, and not picking on our little faults, but maybe they're seeing that maybe we're being too critical of someone, or maybe we're, you know, not allowing God to do something in our lives, to really speak that into us, boy, that really takes a friend that is willing to do that, to go, that loves me enough to go a little bit deeper than just the shallow, that won't just say what I want to hear, but maybe what I need to hear.
Oh, yeah, because I know for me sometimes I can be pretty stubborn in, like, my
really
viewpoints and thinking, I want it this way, and, like, God,
right away.
I want it now, and God must want this for me too. And, you know, having a friend be able to say, like, okay, let's pause and think, maybe, you know, let's look at this differently.
In our time, and I think for me, I felt chosen, and I prayed a lot to God, because when you are with someone who, you know, is in your hands and you're trying to support them in a godly manner, I had to rely on God. I can remember one time I'm driving to meet her. We were having sushi or something, and I'm thinking, God, I don't know. I'm supposed to. And all of a sudden, as I pulled up, I heard this song. And the house, you know, and I walked in and I said, Ashley, I don't know why I'm supposed to tell you this, but I just heard this song. And she started crying, and it was like, we talked about it. And it was like, other times she would call me and say, does God tell you anything yet? You know, like, I'm like, getting any songs.
Yeah.
And it was true. I had to just let myself be open and not think that I knew what I was doing and I knew because I had this training or this or that. I had to say, God, lead me in how she needs to be helped. don't let me say, you know, you don't dare say those different gentle things until you have that feeling that they're ready for it. You know,
absolutely.
You have to hurt and watch your friend hurt badly because they're not ready for that. And God really led me to how and when to do that. So, and that's what I would tell Ashley, stop fighting God. Let him lead you. Let him lead you.
Oh, and that's, you know what, and that's always a sign of a good friend, a godly friend, is when you know that they are seeking God on your behalf and they're speaking to you on the way that they think God would have you speak to you. That is huge, and you don't find that in this world. Okay, ladies, we have about 6 minutes left. Here, there's a saying, there's a plaque I read, it said, friends are God's way of taking care of us. Would each of you take 30 seconds to a minute, and I wish we had so much longer. This time has gone by so fast. But would you take just a minute to say, what is one way that friendship takes care of you? Let's start with, who would like to start? What is one way that having friends really takes care of you?
Let me say one
I'll
thing.
Start, Kim. Oh, go ahead, Donna.
Well, I was just going to say, Donna. With friends, we are never alone.
Yes.
I'm never alone because I have my friends. It doesn't matter where they live, but I'm never alone.
Never alone. Oh, I love that. Thank you, Donna. Who else? Who else is going to say something?
I'll go, Kim. I would say to you that my friends stand with me when things are rough. They hold me up when I need support, and then we laugh when there's probably no even real reason to. And
yes,
I think we all need that laughter, and sometimes that laughter when there's no reason to, that just means that there's a great connection, that you could just look at each other and just laugh over something just small or trivial, but that it touches your funny bone.
Yes. And you just giggle and you giggle like there's no end. Absolutely. I love that. What about you, Ashley and Marty?
I will give a quick visual actually from our meeting at the lodge last week. Another friend of ours, Caroline, was there with us, and I was really chilly that day. It was cold in the lodge, and I forgot to bring a sweater. And she said, here, I have a shawl. Why don't you borrow it for the morning? And I just wrapped myself up in her shawl, and it literally felt like the most perfect hug from a friend. But more than that, it just represented, too, like, the way that God holds us and comforts us. Mm-hmm. I just felt so wrapped in my love of friendship, love of God, everything. And it was just that perfect symbol for me of all of that.
Oh, Ashley, that's beautiful. And Marty, beautiful.
I've always valued friendships, but now that I am in another state and with quarantine and everything, been unable to really form some friendships, know that my godly friends are the ones who, no matter how far away, you know, Ashley and I talk sometimes, like I'm driving back from watching my grandson and I just need to say hello or something. And it gives me that warmth of God just saying, you're okay, you have a friend somewhere. You know, to me it's just a warmth of loving life that keeps me going.
Absolutely. Well, guys, I just can't even thank you enough for calling in. The time I knew was going to go by fast. Thank you. Thank you for being my friends. Thank you for being my safe place. We, all of us, have giggled so much, and we are representing, each of us are representing so many people that we could have brought onto this call. And I think that someone did try to call in. I'm sorry that you hung up and maybe there was a disconnect. But, you know, maybe we need to start making this a regular featured show just on friendship, the ministry of friendship. So I just want to thank each and every one of you for taking your time to call in. And, And for our listeners and for Thursday night, we're going to go a little bit deeper. Maybe we'll do this next time on the next podcast. But I'm going to be talking about how to recognize, restore, and renew friendships on Thursday, if anyone is interested in that. And again, if you're a part, if you're listening to this today, can I just remind you that we are all going to continue to face challenges. We're going to continue to have trials. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to fall short. We're going to feel discouraged. We're going to feel called to do things beyond our capacity, our capability. And it is through the talk and the support of our friends and others that are going to get us through and are going to help us to do what God has called us to do. So today, I want to just leave you with the thought, the value of what friendship really looks like and how it is intentional and how, as Ashley said, that, you know, we must come to the point to where we are as intentional about fulfilling the calling of friendship as God is leading us to the place of that friendship. Can you believe today, listeners, can you believe that this moment, that today God is going to lead you somewhere and there's going to be someone there who needs you or someone that you need? God is not a God of coincidence. He is not just randomly letting you wander around or any of us just wander around. He is directing our steps. He has gifted you in a special way. He has allowed you to get through things that you thought you would never get through. Now we must use that. God tells us to comfort others with the same comfort in which he has comforted us. Friends, that is friendship. That is you allowing what you have gone through to help someone else. You become a voice of hope. That is friendship. You must agree with me that as we look at all the ways that we are socially made better because of friendships, the way we are medically made better by friendships, you must come to the same conclusion as I came as we studied God's word and brought his word to life, and that is this: ministry. Friendship is a ministry. Friendship, your friendship, what you have to give, matters to someone else. So where does this start? Where does this ministry of friendship start? I will just tell you to look where you go today, and I want you to look down at your feet. Look at those feet and ask yourself, how did I get here? And know that God directed your steps there. So wherever you find yourself today, that is where your friendship matters. Friends, we must realize that it's not just a casual coincidence. It is a divine intervention where we are. And we must remember, as Donna said, friendship is not complicated, but we must remember that it really, really matters. Friends are God's way of truly taking care of us. That's a powerful statement, isn't it? That's your purpose today. The people around us are truly our purpose. So let's go out today. Let's go out and let's remember that verse that we started with, Psalm 27:3, a sweet friendship refreshes the soul. You have the power. God has given you and I the power to go out and refresh someone today. So, oh my gosh, we have something to do. Right, ladies? We can do that.
Yes,
we
indeed.
Can do that. There's a lot of things I can't do, but I can go out and smile to someone. I can go out and encourage someone. I can go out and fulfill the ministry of friendship if I choose to. So let's keep our eyes open and let's look around. Intentional, as Ashley said. Ladies, thank you all so much. And for the listeners, one more thing. For the listeners, please, if you're listening to this and you don't know where to go, contact me at kim@kimcrable.org. kim@kimcrable.org, or get on our Facebook page, facebook.com/rosesandrainbows. Reach out to us. We will help you. Just like Donna said, you never have to be alone again. All right, that's our time. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us. Say goodbye to everybody. Goodbye, everybody.
And bye, friends. Everybody.
Bye.
Love you all.
Bye, everybody. Until next time, friends, keep the conversation going. See you next time on Coffee.
To learn more about Kim's books, teaching materials, or to invite Kim to speak at your event, please visit kimcrable.com. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, to learn more, please visit kimcrable.com.